With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Amazon has reached a $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which said the online retail giant tricked customers into signing up for its Prime memberships and made it difficult for them to cancel after doing so. Former top economic officials appointed by presidents of both parties urged the Supreme Court on Thursday to preserve the Federal Reserve's political independence and allow Lisa Cook to remain as a central bank governor. The justices are weighing an emergency appeal from the administration to remove Cook, while her lawsuit challenging her firing by President Donald Trump proceeds through the courts. Starbucks is closing hundreds of stores in the U.S., Canada, and Europe and laying off 900 non-retail employees as it focuses more of its resources on a turnaround. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage ticked up this week. The rate rose to 6.3% from 6.26% last week. That's according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.